يمين. أما بعد، جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وعصى آدم ربه وغوى فغوى ثم اجتباه ربه فتاب عليه وهدى. قال: اهبطا منها جميعا بعضكم لبعض عدو فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن اتبع هدايا فلا يضل ولا يشقى ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى. قال: ربي لما حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا. قال: كذلك آتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين، إن شاء الله تعالى، in conclusion of our series on how بإذن الله تعالى we can be of those who are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we are outwardly showing that we love Allah and we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we love the deen of Islam, coming to the masjid, making our salah, paying our zakah, fasting Ramadan, going on Hajj and Umrah, that in the same light we can be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the rights that we have over each other. And that when somebody does a service for us, that we must أَعْطُ الْأَجِيرَ أَجْرَهُ قَبْلَ أَيْجِفَّ عَرَقُ, pay the worker for their work before the sweat dries on their brow. So this is now the fourth week, and we're going to conclude this week بإذن الله تعالى. We've looked at the technical aspect thereof in terms of how important it is in business that we don't cheat one another, that we give what is due from us, that we pay our workers on time, etc., etc., etc. We then went on to look at the more of the spiritual aspect thereof, of how we need to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we need to build that wiqaya of taqwa, that shield of Allah consciousness when we are dealing with one another. Why? Because at-tujjar fujjar illa man barra wa sadaq, especially when it comes to business. You know, I once asked an accountant many years ago, I wanted to, because I've been hearing of so much fraud and cheating and robbing of each other in the Muslim community. And so I asked this accountant, I said, I can't understand it. You know, mashallah, when we go out to eat, the first thing we do is we check if there is a halal certificate. And mashallah, you know, when it comes to Islam in the home, mashallah, we are looking after our deen. We are teaching our children about Allah, Alif Bata, how to recite the Quran. Worried about the Islamic education. When it comes to Ramadan, mashallah, it's not just the religious aspect thereof, but mashallah, the whole cultural affair of how in the evenings people go out of their way to take little plates of samosas and cookies, and mashallah, Ramadan, you know, Islam is full blown. In Ramadan, we are, mashallah, we exceed our expectations. And of course, when it comes to Hajj time, mashallah, everybody's very conscious, going to visit the Hujjaj, those who are going on Hajj, mashallah, tabarakallah. But what about business, I asked him. I said, where's the Islam in business? Islam in every aspect of our lives? What happens to Islam when we do business? When we buy and sell? When we hire and fire, whatever the case might be? So he said, what? And he was being facetious, he was being sarcastic. He's a good Muslim, inshallah. نَعْتَبِرُهُ كَذَلِكُ وَلَا نُزَكِّيَ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَحَدٍ. We consider him as such, and we don't praise anybody above Allah. This uncle said to me, he said, there's no Islam in business. Dog eats dog. He was being facetious. Because when you look out there in the business world, this is very often, not always, إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي, except for the one whom Allah envelops in His mercy. Except for the one whom Allah envelops in His mercy. But generally speaking, it is cutthroat out there. And we have no excuse. We can't say, no, we're living in a non-Muslim country, so we have to play according to their rules. La ilaha illallah. أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ بِدِينِكُمْ. Do you want to teach Allah your religion? In other words, you want to make up a new religion? You want to change the book of rules? وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And Allah knows everything that's in the heavens and on earth. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah has knowledge of all things. أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ. Allah asks, are you more knowledgeable or is Allah? We know the answer to that question, of course. So, we looked at the technical aspect. We looked at the aspect of how we need to be just as conscious as when we are in our salah. We need to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are engaging in business transactions. What did the Prophet say? At-tujjar fujjar, all people conducting business are transgressors. Illa man barra wa sadaq, except for the one that is righteous in their dealings and true to their word. And what's the flip side of that coin? At-tajir as-saduq ma'a nabiyyin was-siddiqin wa-shuhada'i yawm al-qiyamah. The honest businessman, or woman for that matter, will be with the prophets, the saints, and the martyrs on the day of judgment. Then we moved on to the story of Nabiullah Adam alayhi salam. Because I wanted to make a clear distinction between how Adam made a mistake before his prophethood, before Allah ijtaba, as Allah says in the Quran, before Allah chose him as a prophet, when he was still in the training ground of al-Jannah. Which Jannah? The garden. Yes, different opinion. I'm inclined to the opinion that the garden was here on earth, which is an acceptable opinion by many of the ulama, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them therein, firstly our father, and then from our father, a partner for him, our mother, alayhim as-salam, Adam and Hawa. Hawa coming from, لِأَنَّا خُلِقَتْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ حَيْءٍ, named Hawa, because she was created from a living being, Adam, alayhim as-salam. And then Allah told him to stay in the garden. وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. O Adam, you and your wife, stay in the Jannah. And now this was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had now, as we say in English, set the stage. For what? For at-tadrib, wa-tamreen, for their training, for their tarbiyah. For their what? For their tarbiyah, which is what? For their education. And when a student is in the learning stages of their education, what does the muallim do? What does the teacher do? If they make a mistake, yusawwibuhu, he corrects them. And that's exactly what happened to Adam and Hawa. When they were first in the garden, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to stay, uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah, wakula ragadan, wakula minha ragadan haythu shi'tuma, and eat from whatever you like. This is the training now. This is the education. وَكُلَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا, from whatever you like. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ, but don't come near to this tree. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, because then you will be of the wrongdoers. So what did they do? We went in detail how Iblis, how he made waswasa, how he whispered to them, how he tricked them. فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورِ, how he led them on with guile, with trickery. that your Lord did not prohibit you from eating of this tree except أن تكون ملكين أو تكون من الخالدين. Except that you will become like two angels. Or you will become, you will be granted immortality. I mean, who doesn't want to be like an angel? You won't disobey Allah. And who doesn't want immortality? You can worship Allah forever. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. And he made a qasam. He swore by Allah that I'm only giving you good advice. And what happened? فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا. Shaitan caused them to slip. And what had they forgotten? Or in particular Adam, because he is the one that is the responsible one, speaking to the men, speaking to each and every single husband and father, and I start with myself. We are the responsible ones. We are the ones that have to lead the way. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the fact that Adam forgot. وَلَقَدْ عَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَنَسِيَ وَلَمْ نَجِدَ لَهُ عَزْمًا. And indeed, we took a covenant with Adam before, and so he forgot. فَنَسِيَ. And I said, I wanted us to make a clear distinction between how Adam erred, how Adam made a mistake, and how Shaytan erred. Did Shaytan forget? La wallah. Shaytan didn't forget. And if we go through all the different places in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, usjudu li Adam, fasajadu illa Iblis. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the malaika to bow down, to prostrate themselves before Adam. Not a prostration of worship, but a prostration of greeting and of taqreed al-fadl, of acknowledgement of the favor that Allah had granted our father and us over the rest of creation. I've chosen three particular places just so that we can make this clear distinction, because we want to know which team do you belong to. And there was an important match last weekend. I don't know if any of you saw it, but anyway, leave that for another time. Which team do you belong to? Do you belong to Hizbullah or Hizbul Shaytan? You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of these two groups, of these two teams, for a lack of a better term. For these two groups. For these two teams, Hizbullah and Hizbul Shaytan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in surah number 58, verse number 19, استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله. Shaytan overcame them. Shaytan overcame them. And how does he overcome us? He overcomes us بغرور, with trickery, with deception. He wants to deceive us. Ach, don't worry about that, man. Ach, it's okay. Je kan weer recht maken. Zet nou voor mijn kop aan. Aan de dag, inshallah, in the future, je kan weer recht maken. Istahwada alayhim shaytan fa'ansahum dhikr Allah. He overcame them and caused them to forget the remembrance of Allah. You see, they weren't conscious of Allah. They were conscious of Allah when they went to Nando's. I'm not advertising, just an example. They were conscious of Allah when they went on Hajj and Umrah. They were conscious of Allah when the, as he Bilal Bang, you know, on the radio station for iftar, for bukatayt in Ramadan, they were conscious of Allah. But in the business, no. Islam out the window. Istahwadha alayhimu shaytan, fa'ansahum dhikrullah. Ulaika hizbu shaytan. They are the group of the shaytan. Iblis team. حزب الشيطان ألا إن حزب الشيطان هم الخاسرون. Indeed, the group or the team of Shaytan, they are the ultimate losers. And as for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his group or the party of Allah, the team of Allah, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. And as for the one who allies themselves to Allah and His Messenger. How does one ally themselves or ally themselves to Allah and His Messenger? Through ta'ah, through obedience. In other words, so whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger and allies themselves with the believers, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. For indeed the party of Allah, Allah's team, هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ, they are the victorious. They are the ones that are going to win. They are the ones that are going to succeed, dunya and akhirah, in this life and more importantly, in the hereafter. So again, I ask the question, which team do you belong to? Let us make a clear choice before we leave this masjid today. Which team do we want to belong to? So let's look at the clear distinction. What did Iblis say when he disobeyed Allah and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrected him? You see, we have the training. You make a mistake, the teacher corrects you, khalas. Now he shows you the way, follow it. What does Iblis do? I've chosen three verses, or three sections. The first one is from Surah Al-A'raf. And I'm just going to choose a few verses from each one. Okay, of course, verse number 11. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقَنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ لَمْ يَكُنْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. He was not of the prostrated. I'm not going to translate everything because we've gone through a number of these verses before. Then Allah, when he didn't prostrate, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to him? قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ. قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ. If you notice in both stories, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks both Iblis and Adam, did I not? In the case of Adam, did I not prohibit you from eating of the tree? In the case of Iblis, what stopped you from prostrating? I'm asking you now a question maybe you've never heard before. But had Iblis made tawbah then and there, do you think it would have been a different story? I'll leave that with you to think about. I'll leave that with you to think about. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His qadr, His knowledge is perfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything that is to happen in creation. That's why when He created the pen, He said, "Uktub ma huwa ka'in." Write that which is, not that which is going to be, because Allah knows the future as if it's already happened. So Allah knew the choice that Iblis was going to make, that Iblis wasn't going to make tawbah. What did Iblis do instead? Ma mana'aka alla tasjud idh amartuk. He said, what? What stopped you? I mean, here you are, worshipping Allah in the hadrat al-malaikat al-muqarrabin. قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ. What stopped you from prostrating when I ordered you? قَالَ, what did you say? You say, Astaghfirullah. Oh Allah, forgive me. You know, I hesitated. You know, some bad thought came into my mind. You know, I felt a little bit envious of Adam. I know, I'm okay now. And then he prostrated. Is that what happened? La wallah. That's not what happened. قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُ قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. Allah. He said, I'm better than him. Vis-a-vis. أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ خَلَقَتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقَتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. You created me from fire. And you created him from teen, from mud, from clay, from soil, from dust. Allah mentions all the different atwar, all the different stages of the creation of Adam alayhi salam. The ulama say, Iblis awwalu man qas wa qad akhta'a fi qiyasihi. He's the first one to make an analogy, Iblis. He's the first one to make an analogy and he was incorrect in his analogy. Why? Because fire is actually not better than clay. Clay, even according to the scientists, even according to the atheist scientist, what's his name? Richard Dawkins. May Allah guide him. How lost he is. He produced that documentary, The Story of God, saying God is only a story. Subhanallah amma yasifoon. Allah is above all that which they attribute, all that with which they describe. La ilaha illa hu. There is none worthy worship but him. Jalla fi ula. Khaliku kulli shay. The creator of everything. Wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. And he has power over all things. Even he, relying on an earlier work of a Scottish scientist, he says that clay is the incubator of all life on earth. Clay is the incubator of all life on earth. Subhan al-Khaliq. So in the real analogy, soil is far more beneficial than what fire is. Fire is actually quite destructive, although it does have benefits. But it is quite destructive as well. So, أَوَّلُ مَنْ قَاسْ وَقَدْ أَخْطَأَ فِي قِيَاسِهِ. So he's not better than Adam. So he was wrong. But look at the kibr. Look at the kibr. Born out of what? Born out of hasad. That's what the ulama say, the first sin was hasad. Something else that is destroying our community. الْحَسَدُ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارِ الْحَطَبُ. Why is it destroying our community? Why do you think? Because, Ajna'im, Assalamu alaikum. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل أمة فتنة وفتنة أمتي المال. For every nation there is a trial, and the trial of my nation, paisa, فلوس, خلط, ميرن, money. This is the big trial of this ummah. And that's why we are having these problems of defrauding and cheating amongst us. And even from us to other communities, wal-iyadu billah, or to other communities. Why we say, which is even worse, why? Because we are doing it, and yet we are openly showing our love for Allah and for Islam. Bringing the Muslims into a bad light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and protect us all. Ameen. So, we're talking about the first sin of Iblis. The first sin committed by Iblis. Hasad. The Prophet says, Al-hasadu ya'kul al-hasanat kama ta'kul al-nar al-hatab. Envy eats away at a person's good deeds like the fire eats away at the firewood. Can you imagine? The person is making salah, he's paying zakah, he's fasting, he's going to Hajj and Umrah every year perhaps. Giving away thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. But he has hasad in his heart. And what is hasad? Zawalu ni'mati anil mahsud. That is the definition of hasad. To wish away a favor that Allah has granted somebody else. And that's not our topic for today. But alhamdulillah, we all have a built-in extinguisher. What is it? MashaAllah. When that fire of envy burns in our hearts, the first thing we say is, MashaAllah, Allah wants this person to have it. So how can I be dissatisfied? Then the flame is put out. But now there's still smoke. Second spray. Shh. Tabarakallah, may Allah bless you in what He's given you. The smoke is gone, but there's still heat. What do you say? Zadakallah, may Allah even give you more. Guaranteed. If you see something that you desire, you know, my wife, mashallah, subhanallah, Allah increase her. You know, she says she has no problem going to the shops and admire, and she likes to admire without desire. Alhamdulillah, so I say for my baykhil. Mr. Chairman, Allah. She does marriage counseling, and she mentioned this. And one uncle said, you know, if there's anything I'm going to memorize in my whole life, it's that saying, admire without desire. Do you hear, love? So, if you see something that you admire, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Do not desire those things with which Allah has favored some of you over others. What do you say? MashaAllah. Allah wants you to have it. Tabarakallah. Allah bless you therein. Zadakallah. May Allah give you more. Guaranteed not one iota of envy will remain in the heart. Right, back to Iblis. Aba wastakbar. He refused and he was haughty. Wa kana min al-kafirin. And he was of the rejectors of faith. Because with faith comes what? Ta'ah. If you have faith in Allah, you must obey Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, قَالَ فَهْبِطْ مِنْهَا. Get out from here. Now again the debate, where? From where? There are several different opinions. I'm inclined to the opinion that minha, from it, is al-makana. Al-makana. Not the Jannah, but al-makana, meaning the station. Get out from the station that I have granted you. The station of worshipping Allah in the assembly of angels. Get out from it. فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا. It's not for you to be proud and haughty therein. فَخْرُجْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. Get out, you are indeed of those humiliated. قَالَ أَنْذِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبَعَثُونَ. He said, give me respite until the day when they are resurrected. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ. In the other, in Surah Sad, إِلَى يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ. Till the day of the known or appointed time. Again, the ulama, they say, is it the first blowing of the horn or the second blowing of the horn? Most of the ulama say the first blowing of the horn, because what is he asking for respite from? He's asking for respite from death. He doesn't want to be destroyed now. And that is why Iblis and the jinn do die. They have much longer lifespans than what we have, but they do die. Some of them are killed by the shihab, by the shooting star, and there are other ways in which they die, ways in which are shared with mankind, but they have much longer lives. But Iblis is that one jinn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him respite, has given him life until the blowing of the first horn. فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. When everything and everyone will be destroyed. The first blowing of the horn by Israfil, everyone and everything will be destroyed. Even Malak al-Maut, after he's taken all the souls, including that of Iblis, Allah will say to Malak al-Maut, Mut ya Malak al-Maut, die, O angel of death. So that is the respite. قَالَ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. You are of those who've been granted respite. Then what does he say? I mean, you would think by now, okay, the man got a little bit of, not the man, astaghfirullah, that Iblis would at least have a little bit of nadam, a little bit of regret for what he has done. No, he makes it even worse. He then says, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. He said, by that which you've sent me astray, he is the one who chose to go astray. So Allah sent him astray. Take note of that. He's the one who chose to go astray, so Allah sent him astray. فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتِنِي. By that which you have sent me astray, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. I will wait for them on your straight path. ثُمَّ لَأَتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ. And then I will come in front of them. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ. And on their right. وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. And from behind them. I'll come in front of them, I'll come behind them. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ. I'll come on their right. وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. And on their left. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. And you won't find most of them grateful. In one of the other verses, he says, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. He says, he takes an oath by Allah. He's saying, wallahi, I will deceive all of them. Except for those who are sincere. But now, مُخْلَصِين, مُخْلَص is different to مُخْلِص. مُخْلَص is a maf'ul, مُخْلِص is a fa'il. مُخْلِص is the person is sincere on their own. The مُخْلَص is the one who has been made sincere by Allah. How are you made sincere by Allah? Easily. You follow the path, and we're going to deal with that inshallah. We're going to deal with that. The path is shown. You must then take the path. Then Allah will carry you and protect you and keep you steadfast on the path. And that's what Adam did. Not Iblis. Instead, he said that he's going to take everybody from the path. Listen to what he says here. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيْهِ. He said, do you see this one that you've honored above me? Who is he talking to? He says, do you see this one whom you honored above me? لَإِنْ أَخَرْتَنِي. If you delay me until the day of resurrection, لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. I will destroy his descendants except for a few. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, قَالَ اذْهَبْ فَمَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ فَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ جَزَاءُكُمْ جَزَاءً مَوْفُورًا. Allah said, go, for whoever of them follows you, indeed hell will be the recompense of you, an ample recompense. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ. And incite Whoever you can among them with your voice, and assault them with your horses and foot soldiers, and become a partner in their wealth and their children, and promise them. But shaitan does not promise them except delusion. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees one thing here. Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. Said, my servants, you have no authority over them. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as a disposer of affairs. Shaitan cannot force us to do anything. I know it's one of the many politicians, astaghfirullah, that were found guilty of corruption when they were asked, you know, why did they steal? So they said, it wasn't me. It was the hand. It was the hand that stole. It wasn't me. Now, just like we cannot blame the hand, we can't even blame Iblis. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُدِيَ الْأَمْرِ. Allah says about Iblis, what he will say on the day of judgment. And Shaitan will say on the day of judgment, إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. Allah promised you a promise of truth. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. And I promised you, but I deceived you. وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا عَنْ دَأُوتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. And I had no authority over you. I couldn't force you to do anything. Except that I invited you and you answered my invitation. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي. So don't blame me. وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. But blame yourselves. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ. I cannot help you on this day. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. And neither can you help me. So this is Iblis. This is Iblis. He refuses. He disobeys. He is haughty. He is arrogant. And then he, even after Allah grants him respite, he says he's going to use that respite for one thing, and that is to deceive mankind and to destroy them and to take as many of us with him. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا إِنَّمَا يَدْعُ حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Indeed, Shaitan is for you an enemy. So take him as an enemy. Indeed, he invites his followers to dwell with him in the fire. That's what he wants. So that is Iblis. And that is his team. That is his party. That is his group. Do we want to be of that group? Do we want to be of that team? Or do we want to be of the team of Hidayah? Hizbullah, Humul Ghalibun. Those who are successful in this life and the next. Because if we go back to the story of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, and I got 1 minute left, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrected him after he made his mistake, the mistake that was made whilst he was being educated. Al-mu'allim yusawwib al-khata. And so now the teacher corrects the mistake. وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَةِ. Did I tell you not to eat from this tree? وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. And did I not tell you that the shaitan is for you an open enemy? Immediately, what did Adam and Hawa say? قَالَا رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Big difference, eh? Big difference. مَا مَنَاكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدُ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. You can't even make it to you. I'm better than him. أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. Adam and Hawa, did I not tell you not to eat from this tree? And did I not tell you that Shaitan is an open enemy for you? Immediately, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Brother, didn't I do a job for you? Brother, didn't I sweat for you? Didn't we have an agreement? Now pay me. Astaghfirullah. You know, I completely forgot. Inshallah, immediately I'm going to make a plan today. Bismillah. He pays the man. Regret. In fact, what are the three conditions of tawbah? Al-iqla'an al-dhamb, to stop what we've been doing wrong. Nadam al-ta'ib, to regret having done it. Adam al-ruju' ilayhi, to make a sincere intention not to do it again. Immediately they made tawbah. Qala, they both said. In other words, they didn't get down onto the earth and according to the one opinion, which I'm not inclined to, they were already on the earth. That's the opinion that I'm inclined to. That when they went from that garden, which was in a raised area, a higher elevation, if you like, and they moved when Allah took them out of the garden, even though they forgot. Because you must remember that nisyan, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَعْنَا. Oh Allah, don't hold us blameworthy if we forget or we make a mistake. Do you know that is the one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave specifically to this ummah, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has lifted from them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَضَعَ أُمَّتِي الْخَطَأَ وَالنِّسِيَانَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put aside from my ummah error and forgetfulness. وَمَا اسْتُكْرِهُ عَلَيْهِ, and that which they are forced to do. So if a person just makes a mistake unconsciously, or a person forgets to do something, then they are forgiven until they remember. A person, رُفِي الْقَلَمْ عَنْ ثَلَاثٍ, the pen has been lifted from three people. النَّائِمْ حَتَّى يَسْتَيْقِظ, the person who sleeps until they awake. You didn't hear the alarm for Fajr. You're not blameworthy. Now we're not talking about the snooze button, eh? Didn't hear the alarm for Fajr? Khalas, when he wakes up, now he has to make Fajr. No sin. There's no sin on that person. وَالنَّاسِ حَتَّى يَتَذَكَّر, and the person who forgot until they remembered. When they remember, now they have to do it. Maybe 5 minutes before Maghrib, haven't made Asr yet. They make Asr. They're not blameworthy. وَالْمَجْنُونَ حَتَّى يَعْقِلْ, and the insane person until they become sane. This is وَمَا اسْتُكْرِهُ عَلَيْهِ, and we can add a fourth one here as coming from this hadith, a person when they are forced to do something. Like Yasir. Ammar ibn Yasir, Ammar the son of Yasir, when his parents were tortured and killed in front of him, and he was made to mention the names of the aliyah of Quraysh, of the idols of Quraysh. He was forced to do that. He wasn't blameworthy. It wasn't in his heart. So the nisyan of Adam alayhi salam, the forgetfulness of Adam, before the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgetfulness is something that was blameworthy. And that's why they were taken out of the garden. And that was part of their correction. But what comes next? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, قَالَ اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرُّ وَمَتَاءٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. Get from down from here to the earth and a place of living and enjoyment for a time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues when he says, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَىٰ, and if there comes to you from me a guidance, here's now the solution. We want a solution to this problem? Here's now the solution. Muni Mariam James, Amper Christmas, inshallah. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَىٰ, I'll shorten the khutbah, inshallah. And if there comes to you from me a guidance, فَمَنِ اتَّبَى هُدَايَ فَلَا يُضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent guidance as, وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبُّهُ فَغَوَى. Adam disobeyed his Lord and he made a mistake. ثُمَّ جَتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ وَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَىٰ. Then Allah chose him as a prophet, accepted his repentance, and showed him the way. You see, the training is over now. Now he's been shown the way. And every single generation, every single people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them a messenger to show them the way. But showing, being showed the way, and actually taking the way is two different things. What happened to Thamud? وَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَىٰ. And as for Thamud, we showed them the way, but they chose blindness over righteous guidance. So the difference between Iblis and Adam, I mean, this is like bottom line, is that Adam took the way. When Adam was reminded, Adam feared Allah. Adam repented and returned to Allah. And it is when we do that, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carries us on that path of hidayah. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, which will lead us to ultimate success in this life and more importantly, Jannah in the hereafter. So Jamaatul Muslimin, with regards to anything, I mean, we're just talking about, you know, doing justice with regards to business transactions, anything in our lives, anything in our lives, we must ask ourselves, do we want to follow the example of Iblis? You know, to be filled with pride and arrogance, to continue in our evil ways until death comes to us and then we want to make tawbah? إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب أولئك يتوب الله عليهم. Without any exception, those that Allah accepts repentance from are those who commit a bad deed out of foolishness, but then they repent soon thereafter, like Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salam. Allah will accept their repentance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing and most wise. وليست التوبة للذين يعملون السوء وليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن. But repentance is not accepted from those who continue. They get warned, they get shown the way, but what do? They turn away and they continue on their path of error, they continue on their path of sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says repentance will not be accepted from those who continuously do bad deeds, and then when death comes to one of them, then they say, now I repent. May Allah not make us of those. May Allah not make us of Hizb al-Shaytan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of Hizbullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are always conscious and mindful of Him with taqwa Allah. Taqwa Allah. To be mindful, to be concerned. Allah's watching. Allah hears. Allah knows I didn't pay Him. And Allah's given me the money to pay Him. What do? Go on a holiday. Is that right? No. Pay the man before the sweat dries on his brow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to all that which is pleasing to Him and keep us from all that which is displeasing to Him and make us of Hizbullah. I'm not talking about the one in Lebanon, in Lebanon, okay? Hizbullah, as Allah speaks in the Quran, أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ, the true party of Allah who are victorious and successful in this life and the next. وَآخِرُ الدَّعْوَانَ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. We, Abdul Karim and Zenobia Abrams, Burhanuddin, wish to bid salam to our family and loved ones on our departure for Umrah, inshallah. We ask for forgiveness and humbly request of you to keep us in your du'as, as we will not forget you in ours. This is our beloved treasurer, Hajj Abdul Karim and his wife Zenobia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take them safely, grant them Umrah Maqboola and all those people going for Umrah, wherever they might be in this world. And inshallah, help them to fulfill alala vex luna, all the rights and obligations, and to bring them back safely, inshallah, to their loved ones. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. Did you change it?
No.
أشهد
أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم رب الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد عهدنا إلى آدم من قبل فنسي ولم نجد له عزما وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى فقلنا يا آدم إن هذا عدو لك ولزوجك فلا يخرجنكما من الجنة فتشقى إن لك ألا تجوع فيها ولا تعرى وأنك لا تظمأ فيها ولا تضحى فوسوس إليه الشيطان قال يا آدم هل أدلك على شجرة الخلد وملك لا يبلى فأكلا منها فبدت لهما سوآتهما وتفقا يقصفان عليهما من ورق الجنة وعصى آدم ربه فغوى ثم اجتباه ربه فتاب عليه وهدى صدق الله العظيم فيا أخوة الأفاضل نحن علينا أن نختار هل نكون من حزب الشيطان أو هل نكون من حزب الله وحزب الله هم الغالبون الذين يذكرون الله ويتوبون إليه فيا أخوة الأفاضل خاصة في تجارتنا فإن الرسول صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه يقول التجار فجار إلا من بر وصدق وقال أيضا التاجر الصدوق مع نبيين وصديقين وشهداء يوم القيامة فعلينا أن نذكر الله ليس فقط في الصلاة أو في الصيام أو في الزكاة أو في الحج والعمرة ولكن في كل شيء في كل حركة في كل قول في حياتنا يا إخوة الأفاضل يا أيها المسلمون نعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحوها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله الخطاب من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل البدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وعلى بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام في حلب وحمص ومعارة النعمان اللهم انصر إخواننا في اليمن والمستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استو اعتدلوا تراصوا سد الخلل سو صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة heels in line shoulder touching shoulder close all the gaps and please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. اللهم أحسن وقوفنا بين يديك ولا تغزنا يوم الأرض عليك نستغفرك ونتوب لك وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم